And this is Before There Were Monkeys podcast.
You know, times I've had to restart this thing and I'm just in a pissy mood, man.
That's still worth it, though.
I know. You find it very worth it.
So no, it's still good. We're still looking for the
We're still
podcast.
Going. We're going.
Got really quiet and listened.
Well, that's also because we're listening to the storm rolling in.
There's no such thing as a storm. You made that up.
See, I love it. We recorded the last time at the tail end of that one storm, and then...
Now it's back.
That's back.
Seems like you guys seem summoning it.
I know. Every time we want to restart, it comes back. I don't understand this.
Maybe you should just call it the Majalnu podcast now. You're like Thor bringing down the lightning.
Might have to.
You're
so,
credit.
So wow. Guys, last week we didn't record.
No, we didn't.
Oh,
but you know, because A, the heat on Thursday, and then you also had other things going on. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not recording.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, we'll record over the weekend. Power went out.
Yep,
so couldn't do...
Definitely puts a hamper on things.
Couldn't do a damn thing. So,
yeah, I'm going to have to bug you about your fish tank.
Every podcast.
Yes.
Yes, we are actually in my apartment.
You
not
cannot
our...
see anything in this fish tank.
You can see.
It's just green. There's no fish.
Some people like that, you know? He's taking the green initiative with his fish tank.
It's a very natural fish tank, alright?
Very natural fish tank.
It's very natural. Very natural and algae-ish.
How do you know your fish didn't die?
We're working on killing
them. They're hardy fish.
We're working on killing them. We're trying to put them in the worst environment possible to just make them strong.
Yeah. I had a beta fish that was like that.
Beta fish are assholes.
For years.
It's amazing. Every time I had a beta fish, my mom had a beta fish, died like within a week.
You know,
I had one that I had for like 3 or 4 years. It was ridiculous. The thing would not die.
I had a beta fish once, and I would constantly take a mirror up to its cage. Watch it like trying to kill itself.
Josh, that might be like a signal like for psychiatrists. They'd be like, we gotta watch this.
This is
I wanted to have some tests.
It was so much fun. He's just like,
this is an indicator of something that is not right with you.
What do you mean?
What?
See,
so who lost power here? And I'm the only one to raise my hand.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
I never lost it. But,
you guys both suck.
Well,
I thought only Josh lost
no,
it. You didn't lose it too?
No, I didn't lose my power. Everyone across the street from me did though.
That's
pretty ridiculous. It was like my whole. It was kind of weird. Just like we were just kind of. It's like wow, that was kind of just by the grace of God. Like this is ridiculous that we didn't lose power.
See, we were out till Sunday night.
That's gotta suck.
It sucked pretty
we
bad.
We lost power for like 10 minutes. So
well, see, Friday and Saturday night, trying to sleep when it's so damn hot was like the worst possible thing ever.
That sounds like the night I spent in Georgia. That was not pleasant.
Oh, God, that's gotta suck.
Way too hot.
But the best part was, like, we had gotten home after hanging out and... One of our friends' air-conditioned homes, Amy's mom, hung out at her house, and we hung out in the air conditioning. Came home, we're like, oh, it's still not on. And it's like, this sucks so bad. We're sitting on the porch, and Amy's like, you know what? Maybe they haven't flipped the switch. And all of a sudden, boom!
Well,
I just, stared at her, mouth agape, like... I'm gonna fucking kill you. I came in the house and I was like, fuck you! Oh, I'm so mad.
However, I did lose a car window to that storm.
Oh.
From my fiance's tree.
Well, your fiance's tree?
Yeah.
It was all her fault?
I was at her house.
No, it was...
It was her tree's fault.
Trees
down.
Are a very
kind
violent
down.
Species, evidently.
Well, around here, yes, because so many damn trees fell.
They were just... This is the revenge, you know, they were sick of these lumberjacks cutting
you know,
down all the time.
We're sick of not getting any water. As soon as there's water, we're just gonna topple over like assholes.
That's
like
what,
a crazy tree party.
The way I heard it phrased is, we're in a drought, so God takes the time to decide to spread kindling all over Fort Wayne. So you know what, we're gonna burn this place down.
No, man, okay.
Is that why we couldn't have fireworks?
Yes, it is.
Last Friday, I was watching the storm roll in. Now, from where I live, you can see stuff roll in from west to east. So I'm watching the storm roll in, and it's just like black clouds. I'm like, ooh, this does not look good. It starts rolling in, and it just like turns the sky brown around me.
Yep.
And I'm like, this does not look good. And like wind's kicking up. And I'm like, this might be the end of the world.
Yeah,
I was actually fearful that this was that was the end of the world.
Because like before horsemen didn't show up.
So I know. Good. I didn't see him running around. I didn't see pestilence. I didn't see war. No.
Well, you know, Apocalypse got killed and then cloned. Now he's a kid.
Hey, he has his four horsemen. So, it's true. Wolverine was horseman of death for a while. That'd be kind of scary.
It's true. So if you didn't see Wolverine and some other X-Men riding around on horses but, through the sky.
But I don't think we live in the Marvel universe. We live more in DC universe.
If we lived in a Marvel universe, we'd all be dead right
so
now.
So then that means we gotta look out for the Anti-Monitor then. Like, it's gonna be Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's what
oh, I love that.
That's what's gonna have to happen.
So, now, which of the universes came out with the multiverse theory first?
I would say it was DC that did it first, because they did that in the 50s.
Because
The first time they ever used the multiverse was in the Flash of Two Worlds storyline, where the Silver Age Flash met Golden Age Flash.
Okay.
And that was like in late 50s. And Marvel hadn't started publishing Fantastic Four yet, even at that point. So they really didn't start doing that stuff till like the 60s.
Hmm. You know what I love? I love looking at all those comic book covers where Superman is a total asshole.
All the time.
I know, like, back like in the 50s, time. He was such a dick. That's like, him burning the robe that he got from Jimmy Olsen. He's like, I should have never adopted you.
It's constant with him. He's always, he's, like, in the 50s, the whole point was, let's just be a dick to Lois and Jimmy all the time.
He's all-powerful.
That was, like, his whole thing.
He's all-powerful, and let's just be an ass.
Basically. Well, they're like, okay, now we can't have Superman do anything interesting anymore because of the comics code. It's like, we're gonna censorship. We'll just make him be a jerk.
Make him be a dick. Yeah.
And then with Batman, it just got trippy. I don't know.
My favorite cover is the one where he's like, I have to wear a different color every night.
Oh, yeah, Rainbow Batman.
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Zebra Batman. Batman in space. It just got ridiculous.
I gotta admit, my favorite Superman cover, though, is the one where, like, he's sitting on a throne, and, like, everyone's bringing him gold and jewels. He's like, bah! I hate all these.
Oh, wow.
I think one of the ones I enjoy the most from the old covers is the one where Jimmy Olsen's gonna get married to a gorilla. That was pretty funny.
I never saw that one.
Josh,
what's your favorite one?
I don't have a favorite one. I don't read Superman.
Yeah, I don't either.
You gotta browse the covers.
See, I don't read Superman either because I just find him to, like those comic book covers insist, he is a dick. Well, I mean, you're all powerful. What's gonna stab you besides, kryptonite?
Batman. That's just gonna stop him.
Batman with a kryptonite gun.
Yeah. I know at one point in time, Batman took the time to actually go ahead, whenever Batman and Superman were destroying all the kryptonite in the world, Batman's the only one that saved any of it and hid it from Superman.
He's that paranoid.
He's
but
that smart. He's just he just has a grudge. He's like one day he's gonna be like, screw you. Just jam it in his eye socket.
It's true.
So I wanna talk about
No you don't.
I wanna bitch about my weekend. Not last weekend, not the weekend where the power went out, but the weekend before that. Cause I had
the power going out?
Oh,
I
had a whole. I have a whole rant prepared. Okay, yeah, it's a whole rant.
Rant prepared.
This is gonna take about 5 minutes of everyone's lives.
Are you gonna do it in a Swedish accent? Be the rant in Swede.
I
don't know if I'm the only one that remembers the rant in Swede from Sheep in the Big City.
Isn't that the Coke from the Muppets?
Yeah,
he's Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef. Well, at least until Jim Henson died. Then we got weird-sounding Muppets.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. How's it going? Would you like some Swedish meatballs?
It's just not the same.
So, 2 weekends ago, I went down to Kentucky.
Oh, I can already see where this is going.
I know.
All right.
Now, this isn't...
I hope it wasn't your cousin, Kelly. I hope it wasn't your cousin.
It wasn't my cousin.
Why'd you let him
no,
go?
No, it was...
Why'd you let him go, Amy?
I went with him.
It was...
She was there to protect him.
It was, we went down to, for my buddy's wedding, Aaron, my friend Aaron, who Josh also knows and went to high school with too. Well, actually, we all went to high school with him, but you just were a grade below us.
Yeah, I probably saw him around.
Be happy you didn't know him.
Be happy. Now, in this story, I'm going to talk about a man you should be happy to have never met or known.
Redneck.
The best guy we've ever had on this show.
He's such a dick. We love him. No, so we go down to Kentucky, and it's the ass end of Kentucky. It's not like the nice part where it's like, oh, there's the horse races. No, it's the ass end.
Oh.
It's pretty much Tennessee down there.
Oh, my God.
It's, in here. It's so far in Kentucky. It's Tennessee.
Oh, it was... But... I will say, granted, Aaron had a great wedding. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really sucks driving 6 hours down there.
Yeah, it said something about, like, he was having on a Sunday.
He had it. That's what made me, like, very pissy at just him.
Because it's
6:30 at night on a Sunday. Who the hell does that? If you have people coming from out of town.
Aaron does. That's who.
Still count as... if you go to that wasn't wedding that late?
Well, no, I will say, okay, he didn't have a mass.
Oh,
okay. He had a Justice of the Peace, Miriam. Oh, it was okay. Literally 5 minutes. No,
you drove 6 hours for a 5-minute wedding.
It was 5 minutes for just the marrying part.
Okay.
And then there
cake.
Was the reception afterwards.
Yeah. You better have had really good cake. That's
now,
all I'm saying.
Me and Amy.
You should have had Duff bring a cake. You should have been like, oh, cakes up.
Yeah, we left before the cake because it's like,
get
it was like, let's get the fuck out of here. We need to go
six
home.
6-hour drive, yeah. And he had to go to work on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And didn't even get cake?
Mm-hmm. No cake.
If you'd have brought cake to your
the
boss.
The food was good. They had actually, they had like
a
whole assortment
of food. If
you'd
have had Coda bring cake to his boss, he'd be like, oh, you're cool. Don't worry about you. Not that one. Jake actually drew us a logo for our show. And Amy,
well,
Amy
he drew three
here.
Sketches. We're trying to decide on which ones we like.
I like number one.
I like number two.
See, I like number one because you see the full monkey and then you see the tail holding the remote. Yeah. I don't like the second one because, yeah, I like the close-up of the monkey, but you really can't see the tail and get the whole...
But that's adjustable. You can edit that.
We could move how the tail is.
Yeah, there you go.
So
move
you
it out.
See it better.
Make the circle bigger and then
and
move
then
the tail
like,
out.
Yeah, I mean,
we call it an eraser.
So back to my...
I guess we
could. I'm going to make it like a triangle around it and have a tail coming out.
There you go.
Could do that. I'd break it.
Okay. Okay. So back to my...
I'll try a couple new versions. But back to Coda's story.
Back to my bitching.
And my bitching, because I had a drive.
Yes, you are justified. It's a man. The man we've had on here twice. Well, once, everyone knew about. Twice, the second time we had to cut his episode, because he was just being such an
ass. I
thought
we cut the first episode.
No, the first episode... Okay.
It still aired...
We're talking.
We took that down only because I ran out of room. So if anyone actually wants to listen to
before,
it, it's very shitty.
Before there were monkeys,
you
the lost episodes.
Anybody?
And I was like,
yeah, we really do coin them the lost episodes, mainly because man is such an asshole.
Oh, let me start off.
And I had to
That doesn't stop people from making podcasts.
On the way down,
he just kind of destroyed it. Really,
on the way down. His ego filled the car.
Oh, no.
Now, from there, it went...
Oh, so thick you could cut it.
A day later, it...
You were choking him.
It went nuclear, and then took up...
Don't go there.
It took up the hotel room that we had to all share, and then from that point on,
it
covered the entire area of Kentucky.
No, I would say it filled up the canyon where we were watching Aaron get married.
Aaron got married in a canyon.
Canyon / cave. He got married in the canyon, but then he went over to the cave to have the reception.
Wait. He went had a reception in a cave?
Yeah, the reception in a cave.
Yes.
What? Were they cavemen?
No,
it was
actually,
the opening of a cave.
Beautiful.
It was the mouth of a cave.
It was very beautiful, and we're like, oh, this is going to be a great wedding.
Totally,
we got
you
the trees,
like that?
She's got her beautiful lace.
Speaking
water,
of farting, Matt
she
farted
looks
the entire
gorgeous.
Time.
You know, thank mm-hmm. God the preacher showed up because he was late for what? He was late. He didn't even show up to the reception. I mean, what is it?
That's probably because he couldn't find the right cake.
The dress rehearsal?
Yeah.
He didn't show up for that. And then he was ten minutes late to the actual wedding. And we're like, oh, finally, he's here. It's going to be a great wedding. Well, she went down the aisle, and that took about 3 minutes for her to get down the aisle with all of her bridesmaids and all that fun shit. Mm-hmm. And then she finally gets up the altar. The next 2 minutes was him saying, it was literally like a movie. Do you take him? Da-da-da-da-da? Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da? Yeah. Put on the rings. Yeah. Now kiss the bride. And it was
You're
done.
Married.
That, you cannot exaggerate. Man. It was shorter than a TV marriage.
Maybe
at least they
got,
have, like, all the shots
I mean,
of, like...
If it was, you know,
even shorter, if they would have maybe gone through, like, a drive-thru or something like that, we'd do the Vegas style, but they don't have any of that in Kentucky, I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
They might somewhere.
Somewhere.
It's Kentucky, you never know.
We don't know what hidden things they have.
They don't even
there.
Need to be married down there.
But,
Oh, no.
Cousin living takes place.
Well, you actually can, in Kentucky, I think you can marry your first cousin, but you have to be over a certain age. Indiana, you can marry. You can only marry your second cousin, but you have to be over age of 65. The reason for that is they don't want you to produce children.
Yeah. Wow, that'd be like kind of like a weird story. You'd be like, it's like I waited 65 years for this cousin.
I waited 65 years to marry you.
They were so creepy.
Weird geriatric romantic comedy between first cousins.
Coming this summer. Old love. Geriatric love.
No, I wouldn't even call it geriatric
so
love. I would call it in the family or something.
Yeah, oh, yes. All in the family
all
gets
the
a
family.
Whole new meaning.
Now, look, that's probably become a movie somewhere, so make sure you get this like patented.
We need
stuff.
To copyright this, guys, right now.
Well,
we're
see, we
here,
did.
This is our
by recording it in the podcast, we just copyrighted it.
Exactly.
True that.
We just have to register it in order to protect it in a court of law.
Boom.
This is totally, so. Totally becomes a movie somewhere. See it like the next year come out. Like,
we did that first!
Someone be like, "Who wants this idea? Who wants sick people?"
It's like they need to be shot and killed immediately for coming up with something so wrong.
Christians are gonna be pissed off at us because what we're talking about.
1 million moms will come after us.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian too.
You're a Protestant.
That's a Christian, you dummy.
Division of Christian.
Oh, I'm not a Christian because I believe in let's say Christ and I don't know God.
Oh boy.
I guess I'm not a Christian. But, oh well, let's move on.
That's a pizza. I thought there was pizza on the way.
Is there pizza on the way?
You should have said something earlier.
I did
say
something
earlier.
I did say something earlier.
No, you did not.
I never heard pizza, otherwise I wouldn't have got something.
I did, in the middle of the storm.
Yeah.
I thought about bringing pizza.
Were you telling
Danielle
because...
No, I was telling you, yes, I heard that. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get pizza right
now. Uh-oh, that was a joke.
No, that wasn't a joke. I'm hungry.
So, yeah, I was going to talk about that too. So, yeah.
My fiance is here, and she wants to say something right quick.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she better.
She, you know she's shy.
Yeah, that's why she has to say something. I'm not going to do what
you do. I'm pretty sure she can ignore us the entire podcast.
Josh, just leave her alone.
She could. I'm not going to drop this. I'll get her.
This is, like, such the oddest podcast we're having right now.
Yeah.
It's a combination with top podcast. Yeah, all sorts of characters.
We are getting way off track on what we were talking about.
We were talking about
okay, so
trip to Kentucky.
Matt's
bad.
Matt, his ego is so huge.
Wait, Aaron didn't move to Kentucky so he married his cousin, did he?
No, he moved to Kentucky to be with his girlfriend, now his wife. Now,
his cousin. I'm just making...
Not,
they're
not cousins.
Okay,
no,
they're fine.
No. We're not perpetuating a stereotype with this story.
I can't ride in a car with Matt. I can't hang out anywhere with Matt for at least another year. After that weekend. Because he knows everything!
He's perfect. Let's just say he's perfect. And the entire time,
he's
going to
hear this podcast, and all he's going to hear is Amy saying, he's perfect.
He doesn't listen to the podcast!
That's all I get.
You know, he texted me the other day, he's like, hey, dude, we still doing the podcast? No, we broke up. We disbanded.
Josh...
That tells you how much he pays attention. That just tells you how much he pays attention.
Oh,
you still doing the podcast?
Well, he just has selective hearing, that's all.
And then he's like, maybe we can get back together sometime in the future.
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe.
Probably
two
not.
Years,
no. This almost sounds like a conversation
I'll
between like an unwanted ex and like you who's like just doesn't
no,
get that it's over.
me and Josh discussed this earlier. You're listening to Dane Cook.
Yeah.
You ever heard Dane Cook's bit about his friend fucking Brian?
Yeah, Brian. Everybody has that one friend.
Everyone has that one friend that just keep around just to fucking bash on.
Okay.
Just to rag on. Matt is our fucking Brian. He is the person who we will always rag on because he's such an asshole and he always has these weird mannerisms.
He just fills that void in your,
like, life. I have so many sayings from him. It's amazing. Like, pretty soon we're going to annex Mexico.
I think one of my favorite ones of Team Dan Cook is that one where that my girlfriend and how you know when you watch just walked into Fuckville.
Oh, yeah.
You just get leg lock. You're screwed.
You're screwed. They're mind ninjas. But no, like, I love...
Mind ninjas?
Yeah. That's what it's actually called, mind ninjas. It's hilarious.
Mind ninjas sounds like a Saturday Night cartoon.
Like, I love making fun of Matt because, like, also he... The entire time we're down there, he had his... Like, whenever we're in the hotel room, he kept whipping out his laptop, and then he was watching old Doctor Who. Not like David Tennant or Matt Smith Doctor Who. He was watching, like... What's his name? Tenth Doctor. Not the Tenth Doctor, the Ninth Doctor.
The Ninth Doctor? That's a ways back. No.
Oh, I can't remember what his name is. Damn it. Who's the Ninth Doctor?
That's like the first Doctor, technically.
No. He wasn't the first Doctor. He was the first...
When Doctor Who started, like, the over here, technically he was the Ninth Doctor.
Well, he didn't really... Saying, he like, started
just,
over there.
The first series that came here. Oh, yeah, I've seen that guy.
I just started
over from the Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He kept bringing it up every time. He's like, dude, you need to watch the first season of Doctor Who, like, the Ninth Doctor.
He's not that good. I don't like
series. I hated him.
I couldn't get into him.
He wasn't funny. He wasn't quirky.
I didn't like him at all as a Doctor. I hated him.
Now, see, like I said on this podcast before, I did not like Matt Smith going in. Because I love David Tennant. David Tennant was my favorite Doctor. But you know what? I like Matt Smith because he is quirky. He's awesome. Fun to watch.
I believe it was Smith almost with Sherlock Holmes.
Really? Yes, but it actually turned out now it's Benjamin Cumber.
And it worked out.
Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch.
So
Benjamin Cumberbatch.
He has the best name ever.
I think it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, it's Benedict Cumberbatch, not Benjamin.
Benedict.
It sounds so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Ben still. But yeah, he's a cool guy. But
that's very odd.
Matt, the entire time we're down there, like. I guess I just ignored him.
She annoyed him on
such a level that he just couldn't stand me. I would just be talking to him, like, you know, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. And I'd go off somewhere, and then Coda would be like...
Well, 7:38. No, 7:38. Eight.
Sorry.
You're talking, why do you stop?
Because you guys are mumbling under me. Anyways, he'd walk up to Coda and be like, oh my god, you need to shut her up.
God, she's so annoying. I'm like, dude, you're gonna have that when you get married. No.
Matt will be that.
Yeah, definitely he's gonna take out his wife's vocal cords. I don't know.
Who would he be the one that murders his wife?
Who'd be the guy that lives with his parents?
She was just so annoying.
You know, you know what? He would marry a mute, except for she wouldn't be perfect.
So a girl is taking a vow of silence.
He would love it.
That's why he wants a nun?
A former nun who still kept her vow of silence.
Oh, she's a nun. Oh. What's under that black robe?
Oh, God.
This is approaching a level.
This is getting gross because we all went to Catholic schools.
Yeah, true. Let's get back on track.
Nuns scare me.
The dogs are... having a little conversation over there.
Those are so annoying. So, did you guys hear about the Japanese tomb that was found to have rare artifacts from the Roman Empire? It does look like a donut, but...
That would, you know, I feel like donuts are the ultimate form of currency, so that's an actual coin.
Well, coins used to actually be in, like, this, like, a donut shape.
Yeah.
Well, not like the rounded edges, but it was...
Yeah. No, yeah, I know. I've seen the old ones like that.
Oh, it was in China, yeah, you saw it a lot.
Yeah.
But, it's Roman artifacts were found in this tomb from the 5th century.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So what's their theory with it? Is that it, like, were they trading? Were the Romans, like, trading with Japan?
No, either or the Roman Empire stretched out just that far. Mm. Like, the Roman Empire and influence.
Aren't they kind of doing what we're doing? They're just trying to take over everything, and then they died, and now we're trying to take over everything, and now we're going to be screwed over. Just saying.
Seriously,
just saying.
I think the world's coming to an end here soon.
Yeah,
I would not doubt 2012.
I do.
Yeah, I do, since it was not based off of correct anything.
But then technically the Mayan calendar never counted.
Well, you even watched that Brad Metzler thing, he was talking about how it's actually the Hopi Indians prophecy that's more accurate to the 2012 thing.
Yeah. Well, I love, there's this guy on Twitter I saw, he had a picture, and I can't remember what day it was dated for, but it said, if we didn't have leap year, we would, I think it was leap year, and yeah, if we had not had leap year ever since the calendar wasn't stated, we would be in June 13th, 2013.
Oh yeah, so we've had an extra year just of leap year.
Yeah. Well, see, the amount, they didn't calculate for that, so the world would have already ended.
With a twist, done that.
The universe just went, oh crap.
Minds blow.
So what'd you find out in your Game Informer magazine you just got?
Game Informer magazine?
Tell me the shittiness of you going into GameStop and wanting to trade in games.
Shit, that was awesome.
That's been related to that.
I do not like GameStop. Dude, I went in there... Okay, when I got rid of my Xbox, I got rid of all my games. I sold my Xbox to my brother-in-law. I sold all my games at GameStop. Guess how much I got for 14 games?
You have to get it store credit. And then it's worth more.
Oh, I got $5, and I'm pretty sure it was in store credit.
They gave you $5 for 14 Xbox games?
Yeah. Like, most of them are priced at, like, 50 cents and then, like, a dollar.
How bad were the CDs beat up then?
None! None of them were beat up! They were all in perfect condition!
I just sold 5 games. I got $14
store credit. What were they selling them for, though? Like, what was their profit margin?
Probably, like, $5 to $10 each.
So they weren't giving you...
Just after that, it just left a sour taste in my mouth.
See, if I was GameStop, I just wouldn't take games that are that inexpensive. I mean, honestly.
Now, granted, the only place I like to get used games at is Disc Replay.
Well,
they have good deals, and they have good games.
Well, you know, the sad thing is, though...
Yes.
Is McVan...
Please stop saying Ratchet and Clank it.
I love Ratchet and Clank it.
It's Ratchet and Clank, shut up!
Okay, it's my game, and it's called Ratchet and Clank It, okay?
What were you
going to
say,
Jacob? I was going to say it's sad now that when McVan's closed,
we have
Disc Replay and GameStop, and then now my friends are going to actually Toys are buying video games, and they've got... But their thing is mainly collector games.
You can also buy used games at Half Price Books.
Yes.
There's a small section.
Because that attracts a lot of people when you do that, though. I had a good experience at GameStop. I went in there, traded 5 games in, got $14 store credit, went and got a $16 game, bought it with a power card, whatever, and I still have $2 store credit.
Yeah, I just feel like the way that their trade system works is just a little outdated. I love how Gamefly's been like using that as like a marketing thing, where they're like, they basically show like a GameStop, and they're like, you only get this much, you know, like $9 or something like that each time, and it's like,
You have a Gamefly. I think Gamefly's a ripoff because you pay this much money to get
but you can get a bunch of games out. You can get a bunch of games. Like, I mean, how much is it? Hey. What, $8.99?
It's
a $9.99 or $8.99?
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna look it up.
But the rental thing's nice for a lot of games, just because there's a lot of them you buy them and then you don't actually you beat them like within like a couple days or like a week or something like that. And you just paid $60 for that game, you know?
Damn, like okay, you know? I just got done playing Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah,
that is the shortest Star Wars game I've ever played.
Yeah. I just played Captain America this game. I would beat it in like an hour and a half.
Dude,
I was like, what the hell?
I beat Force Unleashed 2, and
it wasn't a very long game at all.
I was so disappointed by playing Force Unleashed 2. I beat it in like 2 days. I'm like, and there was nothing to the storyline. There was nothing.
Not really.
Like, oh, he's a clone. He doesn't know if he's a real Starkiller. There was nothing else.
Oh, wow.
I was so pissed.
Maybe it was almost like just LucasArts just was like, all right, let's just make a quick sequel real quick to make some cash money.
But you know what I'm excited for?
Yeah.
Star Wars 131. It's 1313. That's what it is.
1313.
Because have you seen the demo? Like, have you seen the demo for it? Oh, it's good.
No, I have not.
Like, the graphics are so good. They're thinking it might actually be next gen graphics.
Next gen graphics. What does that mean that we can run it?
It means you have to buy a new system to play it.
I was going to say, there's no way that my system run it.
We're coming up to that anyways. I gotta say, though, I was not impressed with E3 this year. I really didn't see much where I was like, oh, man. Like, and two, that I didn't even know about before, either. Like, I felt like everything coming in E3, we kind of already knew about it, too. So it was like, all right.
Like, PlayStation, I was quite disappointed by their...
Yeah, they didn't really announce anything.
There was nothing good.
A little bit.
Besides, like, what's that one game that's coming out? It's, what's, like, the post-apocalyptic game. It's made by Naughty Dog.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Last of Us.
I think. Yeah. Could be.
Oh, I think it is Last of Us.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though, because I just saw something about that the other day.
Yes, The Last of Us. That really looks good. I like it because it has similar graphics to Uncharted.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Uncharted is a good game.
But I was just very disappointed. Like, watch, I'm like, you know what they need to bring back? Crash Bandicoot.
They do.
That was a good game.
It was an awesome game.
I don't know. I got, like, a bad feeling with that. Because, like, I mean, right now, Sega's having such a problem with Sonic. Like, I almost wonder if they try and bring Crash Bandicoot, are we just going to get crap games? You know? Man. I mean, like, a lot of the popular franchises now, like, the current games they've been putting out for a lot of them, you're kind of like, you know, like, Rayman has been replaced by those Rabbids.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and then Spyro's got now that thing with the Skylanders, which I hear the Skylanders thing's all right, but the problem is it's aimed a little too, maybe probably young.
Yeah, because I loved Spyro when I was a kid. And I loved it when I was a teenager, too.
Yeah.
But they needed to make a current-gen game.
Yeah. There's a lot of them like that, where it was like, now we don't really have anything coming out from those franchises.
Well, nowadays, the biggest games are like Halo and Modern Warfare.
Well, the thing is, their problem is they're like Nintendo. Nintendo, like what they like to do, is use the same five game titles over and over and over again. And then they'll release like 20,000 shitty titles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is what we've come down to. We're so unoriginal that we'd rather just play the same games over and over and over again. Like Halo 4.
For something innovative.
I am excited for Halo 4, but I also don't think we needed Halo 4.
Right, because it's like we've had so many Halo games. It's basically already. Just like, let's map pack, why
much.
Not have
Bungie, pretty much Bungie and new
come
armor
out with something more interesting. Or is it no? Did Microsoft take over that now? As far as development,
I have not. Heard
Bungie
of.
Let go of it, and then that's 343 Studios.
That's right. This is the first game that they're doing where it's them.
Text messages.
Text message.
Sorry, I have to use your phone.
But,
we have to show you that thing, the public service announcement about not having your phone on while recording or, like,
that's fine. But did you see the trailer for Beyond?
I don't think I did see the trailer for that.
It's from the same guys who made Heavy Rain.
Okay.
And I was like, watching, I'm like, you know...
Chocolate Rain, what?
It seems... Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
I'm so linked up in that one.
Chocolate Rain.
Oh, gosh.
But...
Damn, now I'm off topic.
We were talking about the Beyond trailer.
Yeah, like...
Beyond.
I'm just talking about how video games are right now. It's kind of unoriginal.
They're like, oh, this is a very original title. I'm like, I don't want to play this. It looks cool, but I do not want to play it. I would rather just watch the story unfold.
Yeah, as maybe like a movie.
That's
yeah,
like a lot of times.
You know,
I play
instead, feel like I just
storylines nowadays.
There are some games like that where I'd like to just sit and like enjoy the story for this. I don't really feel like playing through it. Like,
actually,
this is way too time consuming.
I've actually done that before
with the gameplay.
You know, Eric.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we go to his house, I'm like, he plays games just like, what's his storyline? And I actually do it. Like, he's gotten to the point where it's so good that he goes really fast.
That boy spends too much time in front of a game system.
He does.
He does, but
I
once
worry
he
about him.
Once he gets Halo 4, we're going over to his house.
Well, yeah.
You gotta play it sometime.
Hell yeah!
In the meantime, I'm trying to find Coda's fish.
He's in there. I just saw him swim up.
Where? He's floating upside down.
He's hiding. No, he's not. You're gonna mislead everybody to think that Coda's a fish killer.
He is a fish killer.
I'm a fish killer. I can't live with myself.
That. My fishes sleep all the time.
So what game did you get from GameStop?
Which one? Oh. Actually, I just got World of War.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the zombies.
See?
Nazi zombies.
I bought a bunch of games from
GameStop. Have you played that level?
Stuff.
Yes.
Wait, is it World of... Oh.
World of War. They have the Nazi zombies.
You should have got Black Ops, because Black Ops has a cool zombie part.
You can still get
and it's like Nixon and like... Three other, like, it's Nixon, Fidel Castro, and I can't remember the other two guys. They're, like, hanging out in the room. They're like, oh, my God, the zombies are breaking in. Can't take these shotguns.
That was, like, the prequel for Futurama. It's how Nixon got his head in a jar.
Oh, my God, that'd be
They cool. had to replace it. They had, it's like, they're like, well, Nixon's dead. Let's put his head in a jar now, and he can run for president.
Greatest, the greatest tie-in ever, guys. The greatest tie-in ever.
That is awesome.
Oh, you guys.
Metal Gear. Now, Fall of Cybertron looks pretty cool. That was one I thought was pretty neat, with the Grimlock being in it. You can transform into a giant robot.
Grimlock.
Dinosaur with a flamethrower built in your mouth.
That does sound really cool.
That's pretty cool. And the last game was pretty cool.
So, the Transformers are usually pretty good.
Yeah, it's the guys have been doing those. They've been doing a good job.
I'm
not up to date on the movies.
I gotta play the first one.
Well, if I had more...
I have a system for it.
Careful, that one's broke. Now you broke it even worse.
Oh.
Well, Josh, put it over there. I'll fix it later.
I got this.
The chair broke more. Don't sit on it!
Josh, you might want to eat some more Subway.
Man, that burger's killing me.
It's alright, we'll fix it.
I just thought of something though. Batman Rises is coming out soon.
Yeah, Dark Knight
Rises. Get it right, or you'll be kicked off the podcast.
It's the same thing.
You know what the secret ending is to Dark Knight Rises?
I made you guys some
Adam West. No, Adam West running down the street with a bomb over his head.
You see that awesome poster they've done? And it's like, Dark Knight Rises, he's like, wah!
God, I love Adam West.
He should have a cameo in that series. That'd be awesome.
The greatest ending ever to that series. Well, did you
just jump forward and it's like the future and it's Adam West as old Batman?
Oh, wow.
Did you see, what is it? Like they're like trying to find out like subtle clues, like when the first real trailer came out.
Yeah,
they're like, oh my god, Robin's gonna be in it. Because like you like see like the team has a
what just happened?
Has
earthquake?
Has an R in the name, and it looks like. It looks like the lettering for, like, Robin's...
Oh, yeah, because they're trying
to... Like, Robin's going to be in the movie!
Well, no, Christopher Nolan's come out and said, though, he doesn't want a Robin in the movie, though.
Yes, because it doesn't fit with his dark vision of...
He's like, I can't have a guy in pixie shorts and bare legs running around in my realistic version of Gotham, guys.
That's what I do like about his, is, like, it's a more realistic Gotham.
Yeah. The sad thing is, like, there are some things we're never going to see in his film series, though, because of that. But, I mean, since it's the last film, it's like, well, you know...
I would have loved to have seen the Riddler, though. Johnny Depp was the Riddler. I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah.
Too bad he didn't get chosen.
No, Johnny Depp wasn't going to be the Riddler. It was going to be Leonardo DiCaprio. Remember I brought this up?
Oh, that's right. Well, I still read it somewhere, though.
Reel me this, Batman.
Reel me this.
Did your movie make more at the box office than Titanic? And am I pissed about it?
Riddle me this. Are you frozen at the bottom of the Atlantic like I was? Riddle me out. You're crazy. You were never in Titanic. And you cannot draw me. I've told you for the last time. Quit trying to draw me. It's getting creepy.
What?
No, like, I love that there's a meme out there that has, like, him drawing her.
Yeah.
And it's, like, Godzilla attacking Tokyo. I'm like, that's awesome. They're drawing naked. And it's, like, Godzilla farting on Tokyo.
It's just, like, excuse to get her clothes off. So, meanwhile, he's just drawing whenever
he
wants.
Drawing shit. I can't draw, so I'm just gonna look at this. And I'm just like, sir, you have slayed me.
Well played.
So there's this video. There's also this video I found, and it's an epic paintball battle.
Oh no!
It's like a large scale paintball battle. Like there's guys driving around in jeeps. Here, come over here and look at it. They had like it's a lot of Utah. That looks like a big area. Well, not a big area of Utah, but like
it was like
at least.
No, it was the entire state. It's the paintball war.
The Mormons are pissed about this.
They figured, hey, you know, we're not really a violent people, but paintball will let us get out of our aggression.
But, like, they have jeeps, they have...
This pack is for World War.
They have dune buggies, they have dirt bikes.
Oh my gosh, they're mounted on the car.
Sidecars. They have, like, the cars you'd see in the Baja 1000.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Are we not
invited? And there's a guy in those parachute air things. Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Sky battles?
What do you do if you get shot? He's gonna float there.
This is just like this is like a video game. This isn't real life.
Well, by the Geneva Convention, you can't shoot someone in the air.
Nice safe way to let out.
We're the only ones that even respect the Geneva Convention.
We just said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just drop a nuke on it.
Pretty sure they tried to remake Halo. And look at the weapons.
No. They're just having a gigantic paintball battle. Well, I mean, like, there's so many games out there, like, video games out there that, like, have big maps and you just drive around.
Like that. It's like
a, it's Battlefield like 1942.
Like doing that in real life. It's like, hey, guys, let's just make paintball like a video game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Their moms wanted them to get out for a while and get some exercise.
He's 30 years old. Get out of my house. Get the fuck out of my basement.
Okay, me and the guys will play some paintball.
We're going to play some paintball, and then later we're going to just talk about Star Trek and play some D&D.
I was like, alright, at least you guys are getting some exercise.
Mom, can you make us some cheese sandwiches when we get back?
Do you want the crust off?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But you need to break up some soup.
Okay. I'm only in 12, I guess.
Oh, guys. This has been a good podcast.
Oh, my God.
Well, Josh, you got to leave here soon.
Yes,
so
I do. This is a 4-1-minute podcast. Are you kidding me?
Hey, it's almost 45.
Oh.
I think we talked about a lot, and I think we had some good fun. Jacob, we're going to have you back on again.
Yeah, I'll try to.
Well, I know you got to work next week. What about the week after?
I don't know if I have the schedule for the week after yet.
I'll just Facebook message you like before.
Yeah, if not, we'll figure something out.
Actually, my work schedule's changing.
Yeah, and then
he's going to finish the logo, and we're going to debut it on Twitter and on our Potomac account.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be our new logo for whenever we
hash it out and start finalizing.
We're going to also try and get some shirts made up, too.
You know what? Last time, did you post my blog last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just posted it.
Oh, just posted it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do all the link down, and then you can do the blog later. All
right. Yeah, that works for me. I was just curious because I had said something.
Yeah, I realized we never actually, introduced me. And, till now, I think people are probably like, you know, I wonder who this other guy is talking.
It's Jacob.
He's ours.
Unless they remembered my voice from, the previous
podcast. Hey, that guy sounds familiar! I heard him before!
So I can't put my finger on it.
I figured out.
You know, I'm in a commercial now, too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I helped film a commercial.
What commercial? Please tell me it's Three Rivers. Please tell me it's Three Rivers.
No.
It was
for that toy store. They're like, hey, we're filming a commercial.
Hey, I saw
that
commercial.
Yeah.
When they moved the locations.
Yeah,
Phil's Hobby Shop.
No, not for Phil's Hobby Shop. I'll have to show it to you guys. But yeah, we have Bumblebee from Transformers in it.
Sweet.
We had a guy who had one of those special edition Camaros that was a Bumblebee.
So
we had that. The previous commercial had CGI Spider-Man walking through the store.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but
can we ask what the store's called?
It's Intergalactic Toys.
Oh,
they were doing it. So yeah, they were making a commercial for. They were like, now that McVans is closed, we're buying video games, and so
fuck them.
I'm in the commercial. I'm holding up McVans' Link and Crash Bandicoots that we liberated from their store.
Oh, wow. Those are such dicks.
That's
awesome. We bought it from them, but we were just messing with them. We were just like, hey, you remember these guys? We have them now.
That is awesome.
We thought about stealing their Pac-Man. Just putting it outside of the store where there'd be no place
to put
it.
Just one
paintball
up there. Like, there would be a target every paintball gear. Go.
Alright, guys. We're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
But it's been fun.
It's been real, guys.
It's been really real.
It's real.
With the guys from Before Their Monkeys podcast.
Oh, shit. It's Let's Open.
We'll be back next week. For sure. We're not taking another week off again for a while.
That's right.
Not unless one of us breaks something.
Like I said, next week.
We'll be here next week. Bye.
I have a broken neck, but I'll still make it.
We love you. Please keep listening.
Okay,
it fills me with joy. A lot of joy. Bye.